I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. New York Knicks center Enes Kanter was supposed to be in London today. That's where his team's facing off against the Washington Wizards. Kanter chose to skip the game because he says he's afraid of what Turkey will do to him if he leaves the U.S. Kanter is a Turkish citizen who's lived here for about a decade. He's a vocal critic of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, whose government has accused Kanter of being part of a terror group and is reportedly trying to extradite him.
So I did not want to go to some foreign country, especially in Europe, where Erdogan's long arms everywhere. So that's why I did not want to go there and risk my life.
That's Kanter speaking to the PBS NewsHour earlier this week. Sean Carrier has been following the story from Istanbul. Sean, why is the Turkish government going after Kanter?
Right. So Kanter's been pretty open about the fact that he is a member and a good friend of one of Turkey's biggest enemies, Fethullah Gulen, who is the exiled preacher who's currently living in Pennsylvania. So Turkey accuses Gulen of masterminding a failed coup attempt in July 2016. And eventually, after the coup, pretty much anyone who was affiliated with Gulen in any way sort of got swept up in this crackdown. And that's what's happened to Kanter.
Right. And Erdogan and the Turkish government see Kanter as part of Gulen's circle. So they want to extradite him. What is the latest on Turkey's extradition effort on Kanter?
So just as he was about to travel to London for this game, they put out the statement that they are seeking an Interpol arrest warrant, that he could be arrested and possibly sent back to Turkey as soon as he landed. And Turkey's already taken away Kanter's passport. There's even talk about taking away his citizenship and making him stateless, which they've already done to Gulen. But with Gulen, Turkish officials haven't been able to convince the Americans that Gulen was directly the one calling the shots and ordering the coup. So they haven't been able to get that for Gulen. So pretty unlikely that Turkey's going to be successful in getting an international warrant out for Kanter's arrest.
And as to the concerns about getting kidnapped by the center for the New York Knicks, are those fears real? I mean, because I know Erdogan has tried to pressure the government of Germany not to allow Turkish protesters to rally against him in Germany. But would the Turkish government go so far as to do something more extreme to one of their citizens abroad?
In Turkey, it's against the law to criticize the government or the president, and they've gone after several people for insulting the president, whether that's through social media, through statements to the public, and they've made it pretty clear that they're going to prosecute Turkish citizens no matter where they are in the globe. So there have been examples of people who have been critics of Turkey who fled to Europe, and they do say that they have been tracked down and targeted by the Turkish government even after they flee. But as far as sending a hit squad onto foreign soil to take out a dissident, something like on the level of the Jamal Khashoggi case, which Turkey has been very vocal in pointing to, they have been saying, we don't do things like that. We are a country of laws.
Let's hear a little bit more of what Kanter had to say during his interview with the PBS NewsHour. He was asked where home is for him.
It's funny because a lot of people call me homeless. I don't have the guy without a country. But you know what? I feel like an American. I really feel like an American because all the support I'm getting from Americans, from my teammates, from my fans. So, and I'm becoming an American citizen in 2021, and I cannot wait.
Sean, how does a comment like that play in Turkish media?
A comment like that doesn't play very well in Turkey because it's something that the media here can really easily use to paint him as an agent of Turkey's enemies, of the U.S. And so when he says, I'm going to become an American citizen and I feel like an American, it's something that they eat right up and say, look, see, this is proof that he is working against Turkey.
Do the Turkish people still admire him? I mean, he's done great things for the Turkey brand, if you will.
Well, Enes Kanter, while he might be a big-name basketball star outside of Turkey, in Turkey, Erdogan is still very, very popular. And it's not too unlike the U.S. that if the president says that this guy is a bad guy, his followers are going to pretty much fall in line and see him as a bad guy.